Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cottage in the woods in the peaceful mountains of California. Even though our clocks and calendars are completely arbitrary, we as humans view the new year as an opportunity to start over, reinvent ourselves, and generally be better. And so I'm going to begin season two of the Peaceful Life Podcast with a New Year's visualization as we move forward together. As with any year, we will have good things happen to us and we'll have challenges as well. But our lives are framed by how we interpret those happenings. We can define ourselves by our pain, or we can define ourselves by our successes and gratitude. For several years, I was drowning in grief because I lost both of my parents and two close friends within 15 months. I wanted to be the person who was sad. I wanted people to acknowledge my pain. But I found that it only mostly affected me. It kept me from moving forward and living a peaceful and joyous life. I think many of us hold on to past trauma, not only in our psyche, but also in our bodies. And that's why I'm concentrating this season on healing, healing our spirit, healing our emotions, healing our pain, both psychological and physical, and believing that sometimes it's one in the same. So let's close our eyes, get into a comfortable position, and take this ride with me into the new year with loving kindness, positivity, and peace. Take a deep breath and exhale, and thank yourself for giving you this gift of wanting to be a better person. First, let's think back on the previous year and think of one thing, the biggest thing that brought you pain, fear, or anger. It might have been a bump in your career, a broken relationship, or even a broken arm. Take a moment to conjure up that event. Now imagine you're in front of a whiteboard. This whiteboard is as big as you need it to be, even as big as the entire wall. And it has your name at the top of it. Look at your name and acknowledge that this is your whiteboard, your life. In the whiteboard tray, there are several colored markers. Pick up the red marker and write your painful experience on the whiteboard. Underline it. You can even put an exclamation point after it. Now take a couple of steps back and look at those words. Realize that they are just words and that it is in the past. The letters and words look smaller from your perspective, from this distance. Now walk back to the whiteboard and pick up the eraser. As you erase these words, say to them, "I don't need you anymore. You can go away." Erase the words so the whiteboard is blank again. Now let's take another deep breath in and then out and relax just a little bit more. Pick up the marker of your favorite color. Mine is pink. And start writing on the whiteboard all the great things that happened to you in the past year, all the things that you are grateful for, and all the wonderful things that you are, and all the things that happened to you, all the helpful and loving people in your life, as many as you like. Remember, the whiteboard is as big as the wall, and you can fill it all up. I'll give you a moment to do so. Now take a couple of steps back and look at all these wonderful things and people and elements of yourself and your life that you can bring with you to the new year. How does it make you feel? Does it make you full of joy? Does it make you feel just a little bit more safe? Don't concentrate on goals or resolutions. Concentrate on moving forward with the love, kindness, and wonderfulness that is already in your life. And remember that sometimes success is just a matter of surviving another day. Nobody can define your success but you. The problem with creating New Year's resolutions is that you're telling yourself that you're not enough and that you need to change. And I'm telling you to look at that whiteboard and realize that you are a success and you are spectacular and you have wonderful things in your life, and bring that with you to every day of the new year. Now I want you to pick up the eraser and again erase the words, but this time, as you are erasing these wonderful things, say to them, "Thank you for enhancing my life this past year. Thank each and every person, happening, and event." Now with your favorite color in hand, write the new year at the top of the whiteboard, 2019 or whatever new year in which you're listening to this podcast. Your new year is now blank. And every time a good thing happens to you, no matter how big or small, imagine yourself writing it on your whiteboard. So it will be full by the end of the year. And if you have a challenge, I want you to concentrate on the positive and write down that you survived this challenge and you got through this challenge. Think Think of all the things that have challenged you in your entire life. Realize you're still here, and that makes you resilient and strong and such a success. You're listening to this podcast because you want a peaceful and joyous life, and I'm here to remind you that it's not in the future, it's in the present, and it's in you. Instead of making New Year's resolutions to work out more or lose weight or start a company or get a promotion, choose to be kinder to others and yourself. Choose to give more time, energy, love to those who need it, human or animal. Choose to forgive yourself. Choose to let people go who are not honoring your peaceful life. Choose to live life in the present and not the past or the future. Honor the wonderfulness that is you and your creativity. The relationships you've built, the children you have born, the parents who have borne you, the people and animals that you've saved, supported, loved, and choose to share your life with and take care of, and honor all those people and animals who love you. Honor the earth, water, and trees that keep us alive, and make a point to take care of them. Make each choice to better yourself and your environment. Now take a final deep breath in, and then out. Open your eyes and tell yourself, Happy New Year. I wish you love, and I'm grateful that you are on the other side of this recording. You are a spectacular human being. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life podcast. In every day of this new year and beyond, may every sunrise bring you promise, and every sunset bring you peace.